Students who need access to science and technology education and training in Accra and beyond will soon heave a sigh of relief as the University of Science and Technology has decided to pitch its city campus at Kwabena in Accra. The Vice Chancellor of the KNUST, Professor William Mutwales, who disclosed this at a ceremony to mark the commencement of work for the project, said when completed, it will serve as an institute for distance learning and a university where students will be admitted. Here's a report by Sophia Koko and Janet Quist.
The sword cutting for the construction of the Accra City Campus of the University of Science and Technology at Kwabena was approved by Council of the University after efforts of construction at the TUC site failed. The Vice-Chancellor of the University, Professor Ellis Otu, in an interview with Radio Ghana said the purpose of the construction of the Accra City Campus is to support the increasing desire of tertiary education to the highest level. He also said, as the leading science and technology institution in Ghana, it will continue to provide quality science and technology education for all.
This campus will hold our institute of distance learning and other mainstream activities. As an institution, we continue to work hard to support the increasing desire for tertiary education, especially at the highest level within this country. As the leading science and technology institution in Ghana and one of the best in Africa, there is an enormous challenge on KNUST to continue to expand access and to enable us provide quality science and technology education for everyone in this country. The KNUST has worked hard to support this growing need for continuing education through our distance learning program, especially in the fields of science and technology. This means that this city campus would not only serve the activities of the Institute of Distance Learning, but would also function as a campus of the university where programs are run and students are admitted.
Professor Lesotho thanked the chiefs and people of Kwabena and also appealed for support in the construction of roads, provision of water and electricity to the site, and hope to admit students by October-November next year.
That report was filed by Sophia Koko and Janet Quist.